The Gemara Masechta Baba Kama that pei hei omen aleph quotes the Tana de Beri Shmal. Tana de Beri Shmal Omer Rappi Rappi Yikan Shenit Rishus Leroy Fil Rappis. The Gemara quotes the famous Maimer Chazal that when the Torah says Rappi Rappi, what the Torah wants to teach us is that a doctor has Rishus to heal a patient. There are many different pshatim in the Rishonim to explain why the Torah has to teach us this halacha. Rashi, the very maschil, nitna rishus, says, if not for the pasuk that teaches us that a roife has a right to be merapa, one would think, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that made the person ill, he is the one that should make the person well. And therefore all we should do is just daven if there's someone who's not well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should heal him. And that's why the Torah says, V'rapi rapi. And because of that, pshat, Tosfos asks that even if the pasuk is coming to teach us that we're allowed to go to doctors to get healed, why does the Torah have to say a double lashon for rapa yirapa? Says Tosfos, if it would have only said one time for rapa, we would perhaps think that only if a person got ill because it was another human that harmed him. If, however, the person, Chas V'Shalom, got sick naturally, so we would think that we're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this person sick. How can we go to the doctor? That's what Tosfos says. The Torah has to add the word yirapei, that even, not only in a disease that is, so to speak, man-made, but even a disease that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should go to the doctor. So the Chofetz Chaim, based on this Rashi, tells us that there's a tremendous lesson to be learned from this Rashi. A person has to understand from this that whatever happens to a person happens from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, let's look at what this pasuk is speaking about. The pasuk starts, V'chi rivim anoshim, V'hika ish esreyu. We have two individuals who will get into a fight. Still, Rashi and the other Rishonim that we just quoted teach us that everything with Hashgacha Pratis, and this that they got into a fight, and this that they wounded each other, they have to go to the doctor, everything is with a tremendous Hashgacha Pratis. Devin Ezra, however, has a different approach. His approach is that a doctor, we only have a right to go to the doctors for an external wound. For internal wound, it's only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand to take it, to heal, and we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban has a whole different approach. The Ramban says that V'rapi Yirapi comes to teach us that not that a patient is supposed to go to a doctor. It's coming to teach us that if a patient goes to a doctor, the doctor has a right to take care of the patient. And that's the way the Ramban explains is that really there should be no doctors in the world. The Torah is teaching us if someone does go to a doctor, the doctor has a right to heal him. But according to the Ramban, somebody's really supposed to have bitachon. And according to the Ramban's definition of bitachon, it includes not going to doctors, relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Chayvus Halvavus and Shara Bitachon Perik Dalet says tremendous words. So when we speak about somebody being healthy or sick, Chas V'Shalom, a person is supposed to trust in Hashem. A person is supposed to try to be healthy. And stay away from things that Chas V'Shalom make you sick. A person, rapi means more of a preventative situation according to Chayv Salvavis. Mabli shiyifta chasibus abriyas v'choyli shemi ilus mazikas el brishus habori. But a person also should recognize, he says, that everything is the way Hashem wants it to be. Ukshiyipa mimachabori, and when somebody has that level of betachon, yipa mechoyu b'silva b'ilti siva. Kama sha'amru yishlach dvoroi v'yipayim. So he says, tremendous, that a person who lives with true betachin can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he gets sick. And he quote, and there's a tremendous Medrash Shmuel. The Medrash Shmuel quotes a story of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva who were walking in the streets of Yerushalayim, and there was another person accompanying them, and they met a person who was sick. And this person asked them, how should I get better? What can I do to get better? So they told him, take this and this medicine, and you'll get better. That's what Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel did. This person who was accompanying Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel, so they said, how did this person get sick? They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sick. So he turned around to Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel and said to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him sick, and you thought that you're getting involved, you're interfering? So they asked this person, what do you do for a living? So he says, I work the earth, I plow the ground, I have a plow in my hand. So they asked him, who created the earth? Who created what grows from the earth? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, so why do you get involved? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of everything. So he answered, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything, but if I didn't do what I'm supposed to do, then nothing would happen. So they said to him, just like you trust Hashem when the person is sick, but just trusting in Hashem does not mean that you don't have to do what you're supposed to do. Here too, they said to him, of course a person is supposed to trust that whatever happens to them happens from Hashem, but that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to do what we're supposed to do. But according to the Ramban, and the Ramban asked this question, so if so, as we learn in our sugyas, the halacha is, for rapi rapi, we learn in sugyas ripui, that if somebody hurts, harms someone else, he has to pay ripui. So the question is why? If the Ramban is saying that everything that happens to a person is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen to the person, so why do I have to pay ripui if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that this individual should be sick? So he answers, because the Torah wasn't written for Nisim. The world goes in a normal, natural way. And the normal, natural way is that if somebody hits somebody else, he's responsible. But that doesn't mean that a person shouldn't recognize and realize that everything comes from Hashem. But, still says the Ramban, if somebody does approach a doctor, the doctor, our Gemara teaches us, according to the Ramban, is supposed to do whatever he can. And the Ramban, in the Pirush Mishnayis, Masechta Pesachim, the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis, Masechta Pesachim, Perek Dal Mishnah Yud, says the Gemara there says, the Chizkiyo Gonas Sefer Refus. That means, Shlomo HaMelech wrote a book that had in it every disease and what is the refuah for that disease. And Chizkiyo saw that when people were Chas V'Shalom getting sick, they just opened up the Sefer Refus. And they didn't recognize and were failing to recognize that everything comes from Hashem. The Rambam, that's Posh Peshat in the Gemara, says the Rambam, it's difficult to learn Peshat in the Gemara that way. He says, if somebody doesn't eat and he's hungry, and then he eats, does that mean that it's a lack of B'tochen on Hashem? Rather, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That you get hungry, you eat, and you won't be hungry. The same thing, says the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that if a Chas V'Shalom person gets sick, he should go to a doctor and he'll be well. But the Chasam Sofer says you can't compare the two situations. He says a person who doesn't eat and gets hungry, it's not because he did an Aveira. It's because he didn't eat. But somebody who Chas V'Shalom, says the Chasam Sofer, doesn't get sick, it's because he obviously did an Aveira. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him a message. And he's supposed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do tshuva on the Aveira that caused him to get sick, and he won't need any refuah. However, I did see that there are paiskim that want to differentiate between a disease that happens to a person versus a disease that a person is born with. That even the Ramban maybe is only speaking about the fact, Rahman al-Tzlan, that a person is born with versus a defect, that you shouldn't go to the doctor according to the Ramban perhaps, versus something that came later on. There are other achronim, the Taz in Yerodeya, Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sif Cotton Aleph. He says that could be that the Ramban will agree that nowadays, where that's the way the world goes, that if somebody's sick, he goes to the doctor. Even the Ramban would agree that you're allowed to go to the doctor. On the other hand, the Goyoni HaShas uses the Ramban's concept to answer a question of the Tashbats. The halacha is that if a Rebbe hits his Talmud in a permissible fashion, a parent that hits a child in a permissible fashion, and the person, Rahman al-Islam, dies, so it turns out that they killed this victim, Bishayig, and we know if somebody kills someone else, Bishayig, they go to Golis. Father, a Rebbe, don't go to Golis. So why, asked the Tashbats, is the halacha that if a doctor killed a patient, but when he was treating him, and it was bishayig, and the patient dies, that he does go to Golis? So says the Goyoni HaShas, that according to the Ramban, there's a very fundamental difference between a father and a Rebbe, and a patient going to a doctor, because the Ramban is teaching us that a patient's really not supposed to go to the doctor. And therefore, if he did go to the doctor, it doesn't have that ability to create a situation where the doctor should not be held responsible if he killed b'shogeg. However, the Rebbe, the parent, that is something else. The Shaila Shaivitz asks, according to Ramban, that we're really not supposed to go to the doctor. So he asks, on Shabbos, we know there will not be Mechal Shabbos, L'tzaruch Refuah. So if that was a mitzvah, we could understand why L'tzaruch, the mitzvah of Refuah, will not be Mechal Shabbos. But according to Ramban, that you're not really supposed to go to the doctor. So how could we be Mechal Shabbos? And therefore, again, probably the Teretz is the Taz, that once it became the Minhag HaOlam, that everybody goes to doctors, even the Ramban will agree that one is allowed to go to the doctor. Moreover, the Ramban says, Nada was saying that a patient is really not supposed to go to the doctor. And Virapi is only coming to teach us that a doctor has a right to heal a patient. So the doctor should maybe not take an, doctor maybe will take an attitude. Why should I get involved? The patient is really not doing what he's supposed to do. I'm not sure if what I'm going to do is correct. So let me just leave it out. That's what the Torah says, Virape Yirape. A doctor should do whatever he thinks is right, and whatever he does is fine. The Panim Yofis comes to teaches us that the Pasuk is teaching us a different lesson. He takes it for granted that for sure one is allowed to go to the doctor. But what the Panim Yofis says is that maybe the doctor is not allowed to take a fee, and we'll discuss this more in coming shurim. He's doing a mitzvah, and you're not allowed to take money to do a mitzvah. That's why we have a special Pasuk of Irape Irape, that for this mitzvah, a doctor is allowed to take payment for services.